Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. From the very beginning of creation, God designed us for connection. Connection with Him and with one another. In Genesis, He declared, "It is not good for man to be alone," setting the foundation for relationships that reflect His love and care. Yet in our modern world, feelings of loneliness and isolation can often creep in, leaving many to wonder if anyone truly sees or cares for them. But here's the good news. God sees you. He knows you and He is with you. God's presence is constant and His love is unfailing. In today's message titled, "God Doesn't Want You to Be Alone," Evangelist Paul Acqua reassures us of God's love, inviting us to trust in His care and find strength in knowing that He walks with us through every season of life. Let's lean in, listen, and embrace the hope and comfort that comes from knowing we are never truly alone.
God is a master planner. He planned your life not to be alone or feel lonely. When He created Adam, God, in His wisdom, He understood the nature of the man whom He created, and He said, "It is no good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." And that's recorded in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Because God doesn't want you to be alone. God is always with you. And that began in the Garden of Eden. God's solution was this. He said, "I will give to man a woman who is fit for him." Eve was the solution to man's loneliness. And so it wasn't God's plan for people to be alone and to feel lonely in those days. And it still isn't today. God doesn't want you to feel lonely. He doesn't want you to be alone. He is always with you. He has brought solution to loneliness. And yet, there are many people who live in the same house. They sleep in the same bed. They eat at the same table, and both of them can feel very much alone. And I wonder if that's true of you. I pray that that will not be your portion from today. Maybe you have been betrayed by somebody you trusted. Maybe you have been abandoned by somebody you trusted. You have been hurt by somebody you trusted. Today, I simply want to tell you that you are never alone. I want to tell you that God is with you. I want you to think about that. So many people in the world feel lonely. They feel alone. You can be in a large crowd of people and still you feel that you are alone. That shouldn't be the case, my brother, my sister. Are you one of those persons who feels very much alone? You live with somebody, but you are very much alone. It's not the Father's will. It's not God's will that you should be alone, because He understands what sin does in people's lives. And because He understands two people with different personalities, God has made it possible for us to live in the situation or circumstances we live in without being alone or feeling lonely. It does not matter how people will treat you. You are not alone. God is with you. God doesn't want you to be lonely. He doesn't want you to be alone. He planned your life not to be lonely, but to be in His presence at all times. And I think it's very important for us as Christians to learn that God is with us all the time. He said He will never leave us or forsake us. It's one of the most important messages in the Bible. You may ask, "Is He with me when I am not doing spiritual things? Is He with me all the time?" The answer is yes. It does not matter what you are doing. God says He will never leave you or forsake you. You are not alone. You are not lonely. He is with you wherever you are. He is with you at all times. There are so many wonderful scriptures in the Bible that talk to us about the fact that God is always with us. He is with you all the time. It does not matter where you go, where you sit, where you are playing. It does not matter. Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Bible says, have not I commanded you? Be strong, be vigorous, be courageous, be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's incredible. Wherever you go, wherever means wherever, anywhere you are, he is with you. Just take the time to realize that God is with you all the time. You see, ever since I became a born-again Christian, I have just never felt alone. God has always been there for me. And it's the same with you if you are born-again Christian. He is there for you. And I think a big transition in my walk with God came when I realized that he wasn't just with me when I was doing spiritual things, but that he was with me when I was in the market, when I was in the grocery shop, when I was buying stuff, when I was getting ready to go to work, when I was working, when I was driving in traffic, when I'm taking a walk, when I'm exercising. Name them. Anywhere you are, God is with you. Did you know that even when you get angry and do something you shouldn't do, he doesn't run and hide. He is not in a dilemma that should I be with him? Should I go or should I come? No, God is a faithful God. He says he is with us wherever we are. He will never leave us or forsake us. You know, he stays right with you wherever you are. Look at Psalms 139. The Bible says from verse 7, this is David speaking, or the psalmist speaking. He said, where can I go from your spirit? He's just addressing God. Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. You see, so God is always with you, wherever you are. But most times we think we can hide from God when we sin or when we are doing something that we shouldn't. Trying to hide from God when you sin has been around since the Garden of Eden, since Adam and Eve. The first thing that Adam and Eve did when they sinned was they tried to go and hide. But first of all, you can never hide from God, my friend. He is everywhere because he is omnipresent. Wherever you are, he is there because he is everywhere, all the time. He knows everything. He even knows the things that we are going to do wrong before we do them. He is omniscient. He knows it before it ever happens. He's seen it beforehand. Since he has seen it beforehand, you and I do not have to think we can hide anything from him. I don't know about you, but I am pretty glad right now that God does not reveal everything to me that he knows about me. He knows everything about you and I. I just pray that the Lord will just tell me a little bit at a time. Lord, don't give it all to me at one time, because I don't think that I could take it. I could handle it. He knows everything. Your future is God's history. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He knows everything. And so when we do something wrong, we should never shrink back and fear, but we should always run to God. Never try to run away from him, because you cannot. You cannot run away from him. He is where you are. And maybe there is somebody hearing me right now that you feel like you have really failed God. Admit your failures if you think you have failed God. Admit your failures and go back to God and be in relationship with him. asking him to teach you how to be a better person in the future. Incredible. He loves you so much. So if you are listening today and you feel like you failed God, and so you have been hiding from him, then let me tell you that he's trying to use this message today to say, I know exactly where you are at. So why don't you just come out of hiding? And let's get this issue between us straightened out. God has never stopped loving you. Not for one second, my friend. He's always with you. He said, come, let us reason together. Even if your sin is red like crimson, he will turn it like snow, white as snow. That's the love of God. Don't be afraid. He is with you. He sees what you have done. He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. You know, all over the Bible, it says, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, all the time. And you know, the only real reason that I can ever find that God gives not fearing is I am with you. That's why he's saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. And he doesn't really say too much. He doesn't say too much else about it. He is just like, fear not, for I am with you. So if you know the character of God, you know that he is faithful. You know that he is adequate. He is sufficient. You know that he's reliable. And we know that he's good and that he loves us and that he is a God of justice. Then we don't always have to know what he's going to do about our problems, what he's going to do about our situation or circumstances. All we need to know is he is with us. And since he always knows the perfect thing to do in every situation, in every circumstances that we are in, we can trust him to do the right thing at the right time. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis chapter 28 verse 15. And behold, I am with you, and I will keep watch over you with care. I will take notice of you wherever you may go. Look at that. It does not matter where you are going. And I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done all of which I have told you. Isn't that good, my friend? God loves you. He is with you wherever you are. If you are doing the right thing, he is with you. If you are doing the wrong thing, he is with you. He is with you no matter what. But my friend, live to experience his presence. And live to please God. When you are having trials and tribulations and troubles and you are hurting, you are sick, you have experienced tragedy, your kids are in trouble, you are not alone, my friend. It does not matter. Even if you have lost your job, he is always with you. He is with you no matter what you are going through. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says this way, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. You are hurting. You feel like your heart is broken. Your emotions have gone completely non-functional. He is with you. He knows the best for you, my friend. He causes everything to work together for your good. Psalms 34 verse 18. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart, and he saves such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. God is with you, my friend. But I'm telling you, learn to experience his presence if you are born again Christian. And if you are not born again Christian, this is the time to know that there is a loving God out there who wants to make you good. He is with you to provide for you. He is with you to protect you. But only if you will not reject him. He is there, opening his arms, ready to receive you. So if you want to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.